In our previous show, we began a discussion of the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph that teaches us that that on Tainus, they used to give food on Matzei Tainus to the Aniyim who had fasted, who the Aniyim had relied on that food. The Shulchan Aruch Yerudeya Simon Reish Mem Tes Sif Yudalit teaches us Toiv Litim Prutil Ani Kaidim Kol Tefila. It's appropriate to give some stock at the poor people before every tefila. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ani B'Tzedek Echaze Panecha. But there's a very interesting minig that's quoted by the Birka Yosef in Simen Reish Mem Zayin Sif Aleph that says that the minig is that we don't give tzedakah in the evening. The minig is based on the Arizal. I did see the Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shas Tshuvas Yabia Oimer Chelik Tes Yerudeya Simen Tes Vav says that the basis for this minig is Yerushalmi in Masechta Shkolim Perek Hei Halacha Dalet. The Gemara says there Rav Chinina Bar Papa Havla Maflig Mitzvah Belayla. Rav Chinina Bar Papa would distribute stock in the evening. Chadzman Pogabe Rabbanon de Ruchaya. One time, the head of the Shadim met him, Amalei, and he told him, Loi Kain Alfen Rebbe, haven't you taught us, Loi Sasik Gvul Reyecha? One may not impinge on somebody else's territory. And the night is the territory of the Mazikim. He got scared and ran away. And that's why, as we said, there is a minig not to give tzedakah by night. But obviously, our Gemara is difficult to understand according to this. Because as Rashi and now Gemara explains, the Gemara says, "Kol tainus shemalina bas tzedaka kilu shofech damim," and Rashi explains that they used to distribute tzedaka on the night after the tainus, which the aniyim relied on. So don't we see from here that the aniyim do rely on tzedaka? So this is the reason that some poskim say that of course tzedakah should be given at night as well. Some want to suggest that what the Arizal meant, something that's a little difficult for us to understand, that there are different kavanas you need to have when you give tzedakah by night versus when you give tzedakah by day. So it's not that the Arizal meant to say that you shouldn't give tzedakah by night. He meant to say that there's a different kavanah. Others I saw explained that the Arizal is speaking about after Ma'ariv. And in fact, I saw that the Chasam Sofer, as the Shulchan Aruch we learned at the beginning of this year, teaches us that you should give tzedakah before every tefillah, also gave before Ma'ariv. It was after Ma'ariv that he didn't give tzedakah. On the other hand, there are those that say that the difference, what Arizal meant, is during the day one should initiate giving tzedakah. You should take money out of your pocket to give tzedakah. At night, you only give tzedakah if you're asked for the tzedakah. But of course, if you're asked for tzedakah, then you should give it by night as well. I did see a tshuva from the Klaus Magareba and Shaios HaTshuvas Divrei Yatziv Or Chaim Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel, that seems to take the approach that indeed this minig, he speaks about the Devar Chaim's minhagim of not giving tzedakah by night, has a very strong makor in halacha. And in fact, the discussion that he has there, that that's the primary subject of that tshuva, is when is the right time to give matzah a shekel on Purim. And he says that the right time to give the matzah a shekel on Purim is either Tanis Esther by day, or to give it Purim by day. But because one is supposed to avoid giving tzedakah by night, don't do matzah a shekel, don't give the matzah a shekel on Purim by night, at Tanis Esther by night, by Kriyas Megillah. I also saw from, he also, in fact, says, interestingly enough, that was also the Devar Chaim's minig when it came to Matanos L'Avyonim. The Matanos L'Avyonim, he would start giving Avyonim, poor people, Matanos L'Avyonim, on Tanis Esther. And he would give, of course, Matanos L'Avyonim on Purim itself. But Purim by night, because there's some issue of not giving tzedakah, he did not give Matanos L'Avyonim by night. Rav Ozan Zatzal, in the Shas of Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Yud Simen Beis, Ois Gimel, says that even if one wants to be careful, as we're learning here, and not to give tzedakah by night, that's only if the tzedakah that you're giving by night, you could give equally as well by day. But if it's a situation that if you're going to not give the tzedakah by night, it's a situation where the person who needs the tzedakah needs it immediately, or if you're not going to give it at night, you may not have the opportunity to give that tzedakah by day, then of course the tzedakah should be given even by night, and not avoid giving the tzedakah. Another approach suggested by some Paiskim is that even if there's a point in not giving tzedakah by night, Matan B'Seser, Ravadi Yosef, in that tshuva that I quoted, says since we know that Matan B'Seser, giving tzedakah anonymously, is the highest level of tzedakah, so even if tzedakah can't be given, should not be given by night, certainly Matan B'Seser can be given by night. Another suggestion Rav Avadya Yosef gives regarding giving tzedakah at night, even though you want to be makbid on this minig of the Arizal, is that don't just give it as tzedakah. Give it for Achnosas Kala and say, or giving it to a Talmud Chacham that's learning, and saying that I'm giving it for this specific purpose as a gift. So then it isn't considered a real regular tzedakah, and that may be given at night. He discusses that the Shas of Tshuvas for Yivarech David, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Samach, quotes the Sefer Yisoid Yosef that there was a minig that people would have a pushka in by their bed, and before they went to sleep, they would give tzedakah. The question is that appropriate or not? So really goes into the question, if when you put money into the pushka, is it considered like you're putting, that it becomes the property of whoever that pushka is? If the pushka, if we say that it belongs, the property of the tzedakah, So it's like you gave tzedakah at night. If it's only like you designated the money for tzedakah, but it hasn't actually yet been delivered to the tzedakah, so it's not like giving tzedakah by night. Interesting to point out that Rav Avadya Yosef then goes into a whole discussion that many, if not most, indeed have the minig of not making a pinyan haben by night. The pinyan haben is typically done by day. And Rav Avadya Yosef wants to suggest that the reason that for that minig is based on what we're discussing in this shiur. That since tzedakah is not done by night, an opinion of Ben is in the same category of spending money on a dvar mitzvah, giving money to the kohen, and that's why he says the minig is that opinion of Ben is done by day, not by night. The Shaios HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Beis, also has a discussion around this minig, and he quotes the minig of Dari not to give tzedakah by night. But he says, if somebody has a minig that he gives to poor people tzedakah every day, and for whatever reason he wasn't able to give tzedakah during the day, of course that supersedes this minig of the Arizal and give them tzedakah even by night. And as we said before, if there's a pressing need for this tzedakah, certainly give it by night. Matan b'seser may be given by night. If you don't want to give the tzedakah by night, you're allowed to designate money at night that will be actually given by day. It's interesting, at the end of that tshuva, he quotes from the Sefer Dak Chaim V'Sholem, and he says the same, the Kaf Chaim said, that every time they distributed tzedakah, they would stand. They explained, the mitzvah of tzedakah is so great that of course, when one is about to perform this very great and important mitzvah, it's only most appropriate that in honor of the mitzvah, one stand up.